Vayivka Mamakom is the pasuk that the Gemara quotes in Brachas on Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph. Nope, Chavav Mabes. The Gemara quotes that because Yaakov Tikin, you know, Arvis from the pasuk of Vayivka Mamakom. It just dawned upon me now. I don't know if anybody's noticed this before. It's interesting that Yaakov was last, not because he's the youngest. That like Marav is last. You know, you ever notice that in the Nak Brisa, that the others were Masakin the Tfilos. So we start with chakras. Is that just because Avram was chronologically first? And for whatever the reason, he decided to be Masakin chakras as opposed to Marav, despite the fact that Marav is the first tefillah of the day. So is that, I don't know, I'm wondering, no, just, as it's a horror that just came to me as we're talking.
Maybe it's not as Karbonis Tikkun, but this is
sorry?
It's not because of Karbonis Tikkun, but this is
right, exactly. I mean, had you said it's because of Karbonis, and by Karbonis, you know, the day starts with the day, so Mela fine, but it's not, exactly. It's exactly the opposite. Yeah. It's just a horror. I think what we're going to suggest at the end is going to actually explain that. I think you'll see. I think we'll be able to answer that question, Mr. Hashem. But I'm glad I thought of the question because I think it will fit in very nicely with what we're going to say. Anyway, so we know that when it comes to this particular tefillah by Mariv, it's very strange for a number of reasons. The first thing is first, for reasons that don't actually get mentioned in the sugi itself in Brachos, we know there's a very famous machlokas being originally between who and who? Between Rishua and Rami Gamliel, so whether Mariv is a Rishus or Rechovu. It gets famous because that was the machlokas that led Rami Gamliel to be deposed, and ultimately led to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's appointment as the, you know, once ultimately it was once every 4 weeks with Rabbi Gamliel, but that was a whole famous story. That's how it started, because of that whole machlokas. And the Gemara eventually tells us that the bottom line halacha is machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel, it's halachas between Rabbi and Abaye. We paskin Marav is a Rishus or is it a Chova? Paskin it's a Rishus. That's the bottom line. Only question is, it doesn't tell you why it's a Rishus. It's a very strange thing. What made the Gemara even assume that Marav would be any different than Shachar Semenucha? Now, there are some very obvious, it's like answers that are suggested in the Rishonim, but it's just so strange that the Gemara doesn't tell you, oh, yeah, maybe Marav's a Rishus. Yeah, let's go with it. So it's almost like the high school guys, they won. It was almost like, Rabbi, we don't need to have Marav. That's optional. It's like, oh, okay, why? I don't know. But that worked. And there it's a taka optional. So on the outset, two things we're going to first talk with. Number one, why is it a rishus? And then second question would be, what does it really mean that it's a rishus? So let's start with number one. What would you say? What would be the most intuitive explanation to explain why Mandashtana Halaila, the call of, you know, the call of tefillos, why is the tefillah Halaila different? What would you have said? Why is it a rishus? So Rashi says that in Masechet Shabbos. Three main Gemaras that deal with the question of Mar being a Rishus Rechova, a Brachos, Tav Chav Zayin, Tav Chav Ches, Yoma, somewhere in the end of Yoma, I think it's like Pei Beis. And then the Gemara in Shabbos and Tav Tes. Gemara in Shabbos Tav Tes says the following statement. If you already sat down and you like unloosened your belt to sit down and eat, and then you realize, oops, we didn't have a Marav, it's okay. It's okay because Marav is a Rishus. So that's the Gemara. Assuming it's a Rishus, then it's okay, you can keep accumulating. Rashi on the spot, that's where Rashi comments, oh, and why is Marav a Rishus? Because why? What's Marav correspond to? So in the world of Karbanos, it doesn't correspond to an actual Korban. So you see from Karbanos, if you assume that Tfilos are based on Karbanos, like who, Shita, who says that? Who's the one who says that Tfilos is connected to Karbanos? Who is it? I have the advantage, I'm teaching it. Rabbi Shulam and Levi. So Shulam and Levi, as opposed to who says that Tfilos is connected to Abbas? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Okay, good. We'll get there. We'll got it. Sure. Okay, well,
not
so I told my guys, you know, you remember that? You remember that because if you had to go after the Avos, who would be like the next person in line? Who would it be? It would be Yosef. So it's not Yosef, but it's Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. And what do you know about Yosef? He was Matzah Chen. So Chanina, I was trying to help people remember things. That's how you have work. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. That's how you know. That's he's one who says connected to Avos. While Karbanos, it's the other guy. Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Levi, what is Levi's job? His job is in the Mikdash, by singing, by Karbanos. Great. And in order to get to the base of Mikdash, the first thing to conquer is Israel, and that was led by Yehoshua, Rabbi Shimon Levi. That's how you remember. These are very important skills that we need to develop for ourselves, let alone for teach Talmidim. How am I going to remember this? So you have to think of Simanim. That's straight out of the Gemara. The Simanich, some hodgepodge of letters that I don't understand, and it means nothing to me, but it means, that was Simanich. All right, anyways. So now we got it. Shulam Levi, Karbonos, Reis Machinot, Kenegravos. So, says Rashi, if you say that it's based on Karbonos, so then it's connected to Hector Chalav Vevarim, which is not Ma'akev the Kapara. What's the worst case scenario? You didn't do the Hector Chalav Vevarim, what's the worst case scenario? So for the leftovers of the Korban Talmud Shabbat Arbaim, let's say you didn't, weren't mocked to them on the Mizbeach, it's not Ma'akev the Kapara. Okay, so you see that as an avoda. First of all, it's not an avoda. It's hard to call it an avoda. It's an avoda. I guess we call it an avoda, but it's not its own korban. So mamela, it doesn't have the same degree of chashivus, and not only that, it's not ma'akev. So mamela, marav is not going to be a ma'akev tilu. That's that Rashi. Does that sit well with everybody? We're okay with that. Stop it. Granted, in a chanami, but even without getting into that first, but you could, of course, connect to that. You could. But the very fact is that what is the main thing that emerges from Rashi? And again, the fact that there's something qualitatively lesser about the basis for Maariv is why it's a Rishus. Okay, fine. At first glance, that's okay. I understand that. You could also, say that in different ways. The Shidduch Kubetz says it much more, I would say, much more extremely. And I think this may be connected to what you're saying, Josh. What does he say? Sometimes, meaning you didn't. Sometimes you didn't have it. Sometimes you wouldn't have any leftover, a Murim or a Vardim to burn. Especially, by the way, if you get into Zmanim, it's just like, that was something that was done. They did it right away. And they wouldn't have any leftover to burn, at least certainly not by Laila, like they were done by Yom. So, in other words, the fact is, it wasn't even necessarily done, let alone Ma'akev. So what do you see? Maybe you could say that Rashi, it was done, but it's not Ma'akev like a Kapara. So it just takes a lesser form. It's not as severe, not as critical. While for the Rishitim the Kubetz says, it's Mamash not necessary. Like, it could be like you didn't even do it. Mamash Rishus, maybe. But
neither one is fully correlates with 100%.
It's for sure. Also, it's the whole nature of Haktaras Eivarim, Chalavim V'Imurim. When I say Haktaras Chalavim, what do I, in my head, I keep jumping to what? What do you think of when you think of Chalavim?
V'Imurim.
So that's great. That's right. I was thinking Chalavim V'Arayos by Misasek. Misasek is Potter. I don't know why that keeps going. Okay, anyways. Back to this. Anyway. So, but here's the thing. You're right. Also, the notion that the Hector, Emurim, is also intrinsically connected to it other korbanos. Meaning it's not its own. It's not a standalone. It's not a standalone, tefillah. If you're connecting it, it's like, what does that mean? But Maariv has to be connected to Mincha. It's only like the leftovers of Mincha. You can imagine, by definition, Mincha Maariv. Because it shows you that because Maariv is connected to Mincha. Without a Mincha, there would be nothing to daven for Maariv. It's almost like that would be another way of explaining the Gemara Safek. Can you do Tashlumin for Mincha? Right, the Gemara would know. Tashlumin is Gevaldik for Maariv going into Chakras. And if you forgot Chakras, going into Mincha, no problem. But if you forgot Mincha, can you daven Maariv twice to make a Mincha? Right, that's the Gemara's question. And we know the answer, but the two sides are based on what? Over Yom Obotar Korbano. So that's what the Gemara says, and I'm not going to. That's what the Gemara says. That's just sad to say it doesn't work. But it'd be interesting to say, it doesn't work because what's the point of Maariv? It's to burn the leftovers of Mincha. How could you have a Maariv without a Mincha? But be that as it may, what's the other problem with Rashi?
I've always felt like we should have instead of a Mincha Maariv, we should have a Maariv Shachris.
That's lucky. Good luck. Great. But what's the problem with Rashi? Rashi is making a giant assumption. Rashi explains that Mar being Rishus makes sense based on what? The Hector Chalam Veimurim. That would imply what? Implication from Rashi that maybe Mar being a Rishus is linked to the Machlokas between Rishuam and Levi and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. I mean, if you have like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, that tefillos are connected to the Avos.
There's no explanation.
Why would Mar be a Rishus? Why did Yaakov Avinu? The Bechir HaAvos. What did Yaakov do wrong? That his sakana of Maariv has a lower level quality than Shachris and Mincha, Hayitachin, and that does seem to be very mistaken, and that does seem to be what one would imply from Rashi. Take that from Rashi. It seems that it's Dafka because we assume that, or at least that Manda Omar, the Maariv of Rishus, has to be working within the Manda Omar, that Maariv, that Tfilas are connected, Korbanos. If not, why would Maariv be a Rishus? Now the Pnei Yeshua and other Achronim disagree and say, no, make it easy. Why would you assume that it's based on that? The Gemara doesn't say that as a nafkamino between Rav Shulam Levi and Rav Chanina, is the question of Mar being Rishus. The Gemara makes no such link, and we'll get back to the Pnei Yeshua at the end. I'm saving it for a reason. But that doesn't have to be such a mukhra connection. The only question then becomes, is there another reason why Mar is a Rishus if it's not based on Korbanos and the lower status of Akhtaras, you know, Emurim v'chalabim?
And if there is another reason,
yeah,
it has to be so obvious that Rashi didn't even need to say it.
Or no, I would say for care. Meaning maybe in a Hanami, within Shita's Rashi, it's not true. Meaning Rashi does say this, but Rashi was just saying, I disagree. I mean, I don't know that Rashi, I don't think you have to get Rashi out of this. I don't think it's a problem. I don't think it's a problem for Rashi to say that. It's just a question of whether or not you want to be stuck to say that, oh yeah, it's the Shita's. I'm like, yeah, they line up.
Right. In other words, you either have to say Rashi Paskins like Rabbi Shimon Levi.
Lavdavka Paskins. He's just explaining that Mara Rashi's only works with Rabbi Shimon Levi.
Okay.
But Yenachon,
like
which is what we paskin, right?
So essentially, good. So, like
so here's what I'd love. This is what you have to do. Tell me, find me someone who paskins that what? If you found me someone who paskins that Marav is a Rishus, and happens to also say that Marav is Kenegah the Avos, then I'd have a problem.
I'm assuming that's like the
Rambam. No, the Rambam paskins Korbanos. It's actually it makes works out. It works out perfectly. Okay. By the way, that point is made by the Merkavas of Mishnah. The Rambam, we pointed this out, I think, last time, 2 weeks ago, when we said the Rambam says, what's the ideal time to daven Mincha? It's Mincha Katana, because that was when they brought the Korban Talmud Shabbat in Arbaim. Like Mamish, it's we try to make it as parallel as possible. Mm-hmm. And the Rambam explicitly says that Marav is a Rishus. And the Merkavah's Mishnah makes that exact Ha'ara. Had he paskined that Tefillah's Kenegah Avos, we'd have a lot more of a, then why would he paskin Marav is a Rishus? Exactly like the word assuming for Rashi. Great. So, obviously what we're left with, the hanging question is, if you don't say like Rashi, what else could be an explanation for Marav being a Rishus? We'll get back to that. Let's go now to the definition of Rishus. Is there any reason to believe that Mar being a Rishus means anything other than exactly what it sounds like? Rishus is optional. Notice that almost all the Rishonim, Tosfos, the first one, at least the first one that's glaring, it's the first Tosfos that you ever learn if you start learning Shas from the fourth parak of Brachos with Rishonim, which would be awesome. In fifth grade or something, you know, with Tosfos. Why is Tosfos just like, no, this can't mean Rishus. It doesn't mean optional. It means something else. Why can't Rishus mean optional? No? Help me out. Guys, it can't be optional. Number one, what's the first main sugya in Brachos? Chavav and Aleph? Besides Mishnah, Vasikin, like two lines about Vasikin, and then whole rest of Chavav and Aleph to the bottom of the page. And the beginning of the next page, Tashlumin. Does anybody stop and say, wait a second? You didn't daven Marav. You nincompoop. You forgot to daven Marav. What does Marav say? Mispal Shachar Shtayim. Wait a minute. Why would I have to daven Shachar twice? I didn't even have to daven Marav in the first place. So I have to make it up? You don't have to make up a test if you didn't have to take it in the first place? No? Why is there Tashlumin for Marav? So what are you going to tell me? That the Gemara that talks about Tashlumin for Marav is assuming like the Manda Omar, what? The Marav is a Chova. But in a Hanami, if you assume that Marav is a Rishus, there is no obligation for Tashlumin for Marav, right? Ooh, so that'd be interesting. It certainly doesn't imply that from the fact that
Tashlumin for Marav.
Meaning, Tavlo is Baal Arvis, Mispalel Shachar Shtayim, Tavlo is Baal Shachar, Mispalel Mincha Shtayim. From the Pashup Shad of the Gemara, there is no reason. I mean, you would have to make a very. It's hard to say that just to be medayik from the Gemara that way. But I hear you. You could say that. It's hard to me. I would have a hard time accepting that because it's certainly presented as it's the same thing. There's no. The Lashon is identical. It all goes together. You forgot to daven Marav, Mispalel, Shachris, Shtayim. So it does seem like that. It does. Certainly, it sounds like that. Now, the Ra'ah, who was the Ra'ah? Saying that because of your first name? Ravaram Alevi. So Ravaram Alevi. What? No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was the Rebbe of the Ritzvah.
Yeah.
He was the Ritzvah's Rebbe. He potentially wrote the Sefer HaKinuch, but the scholars, I don't know. If we wanted us to know who wrote the Sefer HaKinuch, we would have told us. It doesn't matter. Sefer HaKinuch is Kabbalah, anyways. So Ravaram Alevi, the Ritzvah's Rebbe, says, exactly. Yeah, no, Nechonami, Tashlumin doesn't get off the ground. If you hold it, Marv's a Rishos. There's no Tashlumin. But it's it's strange. The Gemara doesn't make that. It came to the Gemara and said that. What else? Tosfos is very bad. First of all, Tosfos makes this point because there's Tashlumin for Marav. It can't be the Marav's Rishus. Elama, it's not really Rishus. Even though it's Rishus, it doesn't really mean it. Give me a bigger raya. Why don't you have to repeat davening if you forgot Yalav Yavah by Marv? Oh,
Karbanos.
Everybody. What are Karbanos? No, you're not. No, it's not Karbanos. Nothing to do Karbanos. If I forgot Yalav Yavah by Marv on Rosh Chodesh, Tavka Rosh Chodesh, why don't I have to repeat Marv? I do by Shachar Zemicha. What?
You didn't have
Vegas
yet. It wasn't actually
the Gemara says, black and white, at the end of the fourth parak, because Ein Mekachin Chodesh Palaila. I mean, they'll have to have Eidus. Eidus could have come. The Bezin is not Mekadesh the Chodesh until the next day. So, in Bezin, it's.
Korban that you
no. Nope. It's nothing to do with the Korban. It has to do with the fact that it's not really. It's Rosh Chodesh. Calendar. I don't know what the word is. Calendarically? Yeah, I think so also, right? I feel like someone smart said that before. I don't know. Maybe not. Calendarically, we'll go with it. If anyone wants to, anybody out there wants, who actually listens to this, you want to correct me, that's great, it's fine. Calendarically, it's Rosh Chodesh, Lema Freya. But it's not Rosh Chodesh yet, really, because Bezdin wouldn't have been Mekadesh the Chodesh. And that's why Yalav Yavo is not Ma'aki by Marv. Oh, but why don't you just say that? And who says that, by the way? That's Rav. Rav explicitly is one who holds Marv's Rishus. So it's not like you can make this into a machlokas here. Rav says Marv's Rishus, and the reason and later he says the reason why you don't have to repeat Marv if you forgot Yalav Yavo is because Ein Mekadesh Nechodesh Balayla. Great. Why don't you just say you don't have to repeat Yalav Yavo if you forgot the Marv? Because guess what? You didn't even need to daven Marv in the first place.
If you want to be honest, you say it again.
So you're saying again? Josh is going like in a Kanami. Even if it's a Rishus, we have the Rishus to do it again. But if you forgot Yalav Yavo, you don't have Rishus to do it again. By Marv, being that's the Chiddush, you don't have the Rishus.
No, meaning the Shaila is if you forgot it and you want to be able to say, would you repeat it? Meaning on
the answer is no.
On a Chol Moed, you would.
Yes, right. You have to. Fine, you're saying you don't really have to. It means you could.
I'm saying if you say that it's not a Rishus, then if you say.
Rav says it's a Rishus.
I'm saying if you say it's a Rishus.
It is. Rav says it's a Rishus.
But it's listed as a Chova. No.
Even if you weren't, why would I? What's Tosus's point? If I forgot Marav, why don't I have to repeat Marav? If I forgot Yalav Yavo, why don't I have to repeat it? Because Ein Mekadesh Nechodesh Balayla. The fact that Gemara doesn't say you don't have to repeat Marav is because it's a Rishus. Anyways, what does that show you? It doesn't really mean optional. I mean, the assumption is that you have to daven in the first place, and therefore we care if you forgot Yalav Yavo. It's not just like you don't have to repeat because why would you have to? You don't have to daven in the first place. You could have said that if you meant like no. Can you repeat it, or maybe it's usher that would be called whatever reason why you say it's usher to daven as opposed to like you have the rishus to repeat. You want to go there? That's interesting, but I don't know. Pashup shot like this is what Tosu says. So for those reasons, those are two of and there are other gemaras as well. Tosu assumes it doesn't mean rishus. So what does it mean? What does it mean? It's not a rishus. So what is it? What does rishus mean? It doesn't mean optional. So what does rishus mean? So Tosu says. Ain levat lo b'chinam. You are absolutely you are chayda daven mariv, and you can't just be levat lo b'chinam. But it would lose in a battle with another mitzvah overis, as the Tosfos in the Bracha says. So if you had a clash between mariv, which by the way is it also it's a quasi mitzvah overis, you have until the morning, okay. But it would lose if you had another mitzvah overis. So on that Tosfos there happens to be an interesting hak in the Achronim. Wait a minute. Exactly. What's the case? Meaning, if I started davening Marv already, and then another mitzvah veris came my way, we would tell me to stop to do the other mitzvah veris? And if not, meaning I have two mitzvahs in front of me, so then what? What would I choose? I would choose the other mitzvah, not Marv. Here's the problem. Ready? The Marv says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pass him like, when's the latest time to daven Musaf?
7 hours.
So great. If it's 12:35. Mincha Gedolah just came, and I only have a few minutes to daven both Musaf and Mincha. I mean, I want to daven Mincha also. Which one goes first, Musaf or Mincha?
Mincha, right?
We pask in Mincha because we pask in Tadr Rishon and Tadr Kodem, and because you have all day to do both. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Beferish, Chav Zayinim and Aleph. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Musaf goes first. You know why? Because according to him, it's a Mitzvah Beres. Oh, so according to that, what do you see from there?
Mitzvah
Beres even trumps the Mitzvah that's Tadr. So, that's talking about Musaf versus Mincha. Those are both obligatory. And nonetheless, what do we assume wins? The Mitzvah of Averis wins anyways. So what do you mean? Tosus means that what? Davening Mar is a Roshos, and therefore what? If it loses to a mitzvah of Averus, Mincha is a Chiyuv. And guess what? It loses to a mitzvah of Averus too, you daven Musaf. Before Mincha.
That's only
for... No, but you're not missing Mar. You're not missing Mincha.
But then what?
Good. So in Echanami. So Josh is saying, let's be Mechalik. Maybe in my notes, I made the same suggestion. So years ago when I made these notes on Brachos. So I was like, oh, there's a huge difference. What are you talking about? When it's talking between Kedimus versus being Bevatel. So when it comes to Kedimus, the mitzvah of Veres, because it's a mitzvah of Veres, has to go first. Because it has to go first. But in Echanami, you'll daven Mincha afterwards. But if we're talking about choosing, you only get to do one. Which one do you do first? Which one do you do? A mitzvah of Veres over here versus Maariv in Echanami. That's where Maariv being a Rishos takes it, you know, pushes it aside. You actually will be mevatel Maariv for a mitzvah of Veres. But in Echanami, what you're saying is, but when it comes to Kedimus, you would actually, no, you that's the only time we say a mitzvah of Veres with Trump, even a Kolva, for sure. Could be. That's one way of understanding Tosfos. Others, there's a commentary on the smack.
Wait, sorry.
Yeah.
Before you get to that. So Lashitas Chachamim, that you have until Shkia to daven Musaf.
Yeah, Mincha.
And Mincha.
Mincha wins.
Mincha wins.
Yes.
And you don't daven Musaf. Even if that means you're going to miss Musaf.
No. Here's why. Magen Avraham, if you got to the last few minutes and you had to choose, what they happen to say, Magen Avraham says, it happens to be, and this, by the way, plays into this. This, by the way,
it's a technicality.
Maybe not. What do they say? They say Musaf. Why? Because you have to shlumah for Mincha. So what? Why does it matter? What does that show you? In that scenario,
an onis.
No, it's not. I don't call it onis. No, maybe it's the same. Maybe it's the same. I mean, that's a mitzvah veris. I mean, that makes Musaf into the mitzvah veris, and Mincha into it's not a veris. It depends how you look at tashlumin. Also, like, no, you just lost Mincha. But you have Tashlumin. Tashlumin's like how that really just depends on how to look at Tashlumin is. How be the yevet to look at Tashlumin? So that's a whole other subject. That's a good. Okay, fine. This is, again, there's more to say on that particular point of Tosfos in terms of what the case is. The others, there are achronim who say that in Echanami, osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah wouldn't apply because Maariv or Rishos, if a mitzvah chova came your way, you would do what? You would actually stop to go to do the other mitzvah. Which is interesting in light of the Ritva and Sukkah. Oh, of course. Because what's the word of the Ritva and Sukkah? When you say, oh, it's a mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, you're not allowed to stop the mitzvah that you're doing to do the other mitzvah because your mitzvah you're doing now is a chova. Klape, what you're doing now, you're patur from that other mitzvah, and that turns that other mitzvah into a
rishos.
Therefore, what? You have to do the mitzvah sechova over the mitzvah of rishos. Just using that same logic and applying it here. In what way is Maariv a rishos? Not that it's optional, but it will always be categorically a rishos compared to other mitzvahs. And therefore what? Reverse the ritva. Same thing. Just reverse it. You have to do the chova. This is a rishos. So Mamela, what happens? You don't stop. You do stop davening Maariv. Go do the mitzvah sechova. Because you have to. Again, that's a chiddush. That's a huge chiddush. That we wouldn't apply osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah to a rishus that you're doing already to stop the rishus to do what? To do a mitzvah. That's a chova. Again, if it's a mitzvah veris, also, I mean, it's not so crazy logically.
Is there really a mitzvah veris that takes that?
Oh, good. So what's, give me good. That's exactly. So it's like, good, give me the case. So the real case is you're on call all night, and it turns out that what that morning you only have a few minutes left to daven Maariv, and something comes up that has to happen now. Whatever that may be. I don't know.
That's not pikuach nefesh.
Obviously, that's not pikuach nefesh. It's a mitzvah, whatever that may be. I don't know.
It has to be.
Kacha.
I'm saying, does it have to.
And you're in Eretz Yisrael.
Any mitzvah.
Any
mitzvah.
Any
mitzvah.
Is there anything
that's a mitzvah?
It has to be a
mitzvah.
It happens to be. Oh, so it's interesting. Tosfos in Brachos says Overis. I think Tosfos in Shabbos doesn't say that. I think Tosfos in Shabbos just says mitzvah. Maariv pushed aside for any other mitzvah. Without going into the case in Shabbos, and also by the Gemara and Yuma, that's really where it gets more complicated. And this is where I don't want to take too much time, so I want to come back to make the main point before anything else, and we can always hash out how it was after. Mashita's Tosfos is that Rishus doesn't mean Rishus. Rishus can't mean Rishus for all the rayos that we've said. Number one, Tashlumin. You wouldn't have Tashlumin for a non-chiv in the first place. And number two, though, Gemara, by telling you that the reason you don't repeat Maariv for getting Aleviyavo the fact that it's for any other reason other than Marv being a Rishos indicates that it's not really optional. You have to daven Marv. And that is Shitas Taisus. Again, Shitas HaRitva and the Ra'ah, primarily based on a Gemara in Yuma, assume it's Mamash Rishos. The Gemara there just briefly says that Rav made the following statement. Rav said that, in theory, Ni'ilah is Poter Marv. So the Gemara asks, Ni'ilah is Poter Marv. Why does Rav need Ni'ilah to make... I mean, if I have Ni'ilah, you don't have to have Marv. According to Rav, same Rav as last time, he holds that Marv's a Rishos. You don't need to Poter Marv anyways. You don't need to have Marv. You don't need Ni'ilah to Poter you from Marv. Calm yourself down. It's going to be okay. That's the Gemara's question.
Gemara Nima. Ni'ilah is before the previous day.
You didn't have Marv. You're not going to have it. You're assuming. You're making all these assumptions. You're assuming I didn't have Ni'ilah at night. You're assuming I can't have Marv during the day. Crazy. Who said that? I know that you could have Marv during the day. I know that. That was the last time. That was our last topic. And who says you can't have Ni'ilah at night? Because in Erez, because of Dochanim. Yeah. No. You're saying good. In Achanami. I ain't Shum. That's part of the whole discussion there. Narrow focus for now. So what is it? That's the Gemara. Gemara says, what do you mean? You don't need to Poter Marv. So what's the Gemara's? So what is Rav's answer? Rav is saying that Ali b'dimad Omar that Marv Zachova. So if Marv Zachova, then his chiddush happens to also be that Ila could Poter you for Marv. We don't pass him like, don't worry about it. But wait a second. What did the Gemara just assume? If you're assuming it's a Rishus, then you don't need Ni'ilah to Poter you from Marav because you don't need to daven Marav. Meaning that Gemara implies that it's literally a Rishos. And that's what leads, Pashup Shad of that Gemara. It's literally optional. So that gets into the whole question of, like, well, is it really optional? Tosfos, how does Tosfos deal with that Gemara? So the Rosh, many other Rishonim, they all deal with that Gemara. They all explain in Echonami. There's a need. As long as you're saying, you can't be Mevatel Marav Bechinam. But you know what? There might be a need to be Mevatel Marav and not even Kippur. You know why? Even though it was just in Kippur. And like, you know what? I'm talking very hungry. Everybody's very tired and hungry. You know what? It'd be a lot better if we can just go straight home instead of davening Marav. So you know what? We daven Ila. That's good enough. That's a Tzorech. It's a Tzorech mitzvah. People have to be healthy. So that's called a mitzvah. And that's why you're about to Marav. That's how the Rush, you know, gets out of that. Fine. Let's go to the Rebbeinu Yonah. Rashid is Rebbeinu Yonah. And like and Rebbeinu says differently than Tosfos. Rebbeinu Yonah says, Similar to Tosos in that it's not optional, but it's the Rishus, which means what? Rishus is a relative term. Relative to a Chova, it's a Rishus. Similar to Tosos. And the Pnei Yeshua gives a Mashal. Mashal Ma'adah Berdome. What's an example of something which is called the Rishus, but it's not actually, it's not still a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. What's an example of a Rishus that's still a mitzvah? You can tell me the Graz, Matz of, you know, the rest of the days of Pesach. I'm talking about something which is a Lekulei Alma. So the Pnei Yeshua compares it to Mechames Rishus. Mm-hmm. So Mechames Rishus is not a mitzvah. V'horayo, you're not normally allowed to kill people. You're not, turns out. Lo Tertzach. We believe that very strongly, despite what the Olam says. We don't kill people, b'chinam, ever. Mechames Rishus, but the king was inside. You know what? Jordan looks nice. Let's conquer Jordan. Why not? No, we wouldn't do that unless if there are political reasons to do so, for the safety and security of Eretz Yisrael, with the Rishus of the Bezan HaGadol and the Urim Batumim, and that's a Mechamas Rishus. It's a mitzvah. Of course it's a mitzvah. Good, it's a mitzvah. But it's not a chova. It's not the same as a Mechamas mitzvah. That's a chova. So it's a Rishus. All that being said, bottom line, halacha, you have to daven Marav. According to Tosos, even if you pass into Rishus, because Rishus is not optional. But it's secondary. What about the Rishonim like the Ra'ah, who says his mom is a Rishus? So this is what gets into, there's nuances in the Rishonim here, but we'll quote the Rambam. Even the man, the Omer, who says it's a Rishus, and even if it's mom is a Rishus, what do we assume? We are makabel upon ourselves to treat it like a Chova. Bottom line is, the Rif says this also, we treat it like a Chova. Once we, the nuances we'll leave out for now. Once we start a davening Marav, a person just does it, it becomes a Chova. We accept it as a Chova. Memela, we are chai to daven Marav, even though at its root, it was a Rishus. It's not really a Rishus anymore. That's how the Rambam says explicitly. The Rambam says, Beferish, we pass the Marav as a Rishus, but we've accepted it upon ourselves to treat it like a Chova. So we have to daven Marav.
That's only for Shitas that hold that it was not true.